Thank you, Celia. I now invite Maria Di Pasquantonio from the FAA, who will now give her presentation.
Well, thank you and good morning all. I just want to congratulate you. You've made it all through the first set of five, so I'm top of the line for the second set of five, so appreciate your attention. And I'm going to try to talk to you today. You heard about the programs going on in Europe from Cesar and the trials that are going over the North Atlantic in terms of air. What I'm going to do in the 10 minutes that I have allotted is talk to you about our modernization program, which is called NextGen, which is the Next Generation Air Transportation System, or called NextGen, or as my colleague yesterday referred to, NowGen. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the Asia-Pacific Initiative to Reduce Emissions, which is the partnership that we have with our Asia-Pacific partners to look at similar capabilities that you heard about from Celia in air about using certain procedures and taking advantage of some of the technologies to reduce emissions. So really, what is NextGen? I know we've all heard about it a few times today. It's really just the United States Modernization Program for air traffic management, where we're transitioning more from ground-based systems and air traffic control, more towards satellite-based systems and air traffic management. And as I mentioned earlier, it is the complement to the European system. We've got a number of programs that are underway and being implemented. I'm going to talk a little bit about what those are. But bottom line, it's going to allow for increased safety and growth in our airspace system while at the same time reducing its environmental impact. When fully implemented, it'll allow aircraft to fly closer together on more direct routes while reducing delays, fuel consumption, carbon emissions, and noise. And just as my colleagues here talked about plans that ICAO and Cesar have, we also have recently released in the FAA our 2010 NextGen implementation plan. It provides the overview of the goals to make transportation more safe, reliable, and improve capacity, while at the same time reducing its impact on the environment. We're focusing on using existing technologies and procedures and focusing more on what we call the transformational programs, and I'll talk briefly about those in a minute. So when we talk about midterm, we're actually looking at the time frame between 2012 and 2018, and we're focusing on key sets of technologies and programs, including ADS-B, the Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast System, data communications, and RNAV R&P procedures. Based on our latest estimates, we indicates that by 2018, NextGen is going to reduce total flight delays by about 21% while saving more than 1.4 billion gallons of fuel and cutting carbon emissions by nearly 14 million tons. So I mentioned these NextGen transformational programs, and what they really are a key set of building blocks on which a number of other transformational programs will come into play as we move forward in the implementation. But we've got a number of them that are in various phases of implementation and development. And you can see here by the color coding, we've got two programs that are actually in the implementation phase right now. As I mentioned before, ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance, which is really just a transition from, again, our ground-based systems to our satellite systems, and it's composed of ground stations along with the associated avionics. We also have SWIM, which is our system-wide information system, which is really provides a transition more from a point-to-point architecture to a more service-oriented architecture that will allow for data and information sharing. Currently in our investment analysis phase, which is really what we call also our business case analysis phase, is data communications, which is really transitioning from the old analog voice communications to digital-based data communications. So that's ongoing as we speak. And then a little bit further out in terms of development is what we call network-enabled weather, NNEW, which basically provides more cost-efficient and effective ways to share weather data. And currently that's in our concept development stage. So ADS-B, we've talked a little bit about a number of times this morning. This schematic just really shows you the coverage that we currently have in terms of the CONUS as well as Puerto Rico, Guam, Hawaii, and Alaska. We've actually been very successful in implementing this project, and recently in December of 2009, we actually turned on broadcast in the Gulf of Mexico, which is pretty exciting because prior to that there had been obviously no radar coverage. So we're able to get an area of 240,000 square miles for both high and low altitude surveillance, which also improves surveillance, also improves situational awareness, and is also a safety factor. And a lot of the folks that are using it in the Gulf region are also using it for search and rescue operations. So we're looking to actually install all the 800 of the ADS-B ground stations that are actually on target for 2013. So we mentioned before, in terms of the technology and the systems, we also need the procedures to actually enable those systems to gain the benefits. And so we've done a number of RNP and RNAV procedures over the last number of months. And as of February 2010, we've authorized more than 211 RNAV routes, more than 331 RNAV standard departure and approach procedures at 117 airports in 30 states, including Puerto Rico. In addition to that, the FAA has authorized more than 193 special authorization required SAR procedures at 61 airports, 31 states, Guam, Ecuador, and Puerto Rico. And all of this is critical to the actual success of NextGen. So we also heard a number of times that we can't do this alone. Partnership with industry is key in collaboration, and we're certainly at the FAA working to ensure that we have collaborative partnerships. We're able to work closely together, because none of us can share in the benefits of NextGen if we don't all collaborate up front. And especially one of the areas that we're working in terms of equipage, in order to gain all the benefits associated with ADS-B and others, we also need to ensure that aircraft are equipped in order to receive the signals and in fact gain those benefits. So we look forward to continuing the collaboration with our industry partners as well. So now I'm going to make a little bit of a bridge here and talk about NextGen and the environment. And a key element of our 2010 plan is ensuring that we have environmental protection that allows sustained aviation growth. And we're looking at doing that through quieter, cleaner, and more fuel-efficient flights, through using alternative fuels, new equipment and operational procedures, and through also more precise flight paths. Now, moving into the project that we have ongoing in the Asia-Pacific to reduce emissions, Aspire was really created to reduce the impact of aviation in the environment in that particular region, and also to accelerate, promote operational procedures to reduce the environmental footprint for all phases of flight from gate to gate. Also, the key element of Aspire is to promote the use of best practices for environmentally friendly procedures and standards. We've already defined a number of these best practices, and I'm going to go briefly through those in the next slide or two, but we're really looking to utilize those, as well as sharing some performance metrics and collaborate through using enhanced procedures and technologies. And also, the key element of Aspire, as you heard in AIR, is also doing the operational trials and the flight demonstrations. So this shows who all the partners are involved in Aspire. We actually have sets of civil aviation authorities, as well as our airline partners. There's five. So at the United States FAA and United Airlines are involved. We've got Airways New Zealand involved, along with Air New Zealand on the airline side. We've got Air Services Australia, and similarly Qantas Airlines. We've got the Japan Civil Aviation Bureau, with the JAL, and the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore, along with Singapore Airlines. And we're currently looking at expanding those partnerships as well. Now, in terms of some of the best practices that we're implementing in terms of Aspire, is similar to what we've heard earlier today, are the user-preferred routes, the dynamic airborne rerouting procedures, some of the performance-based navigation separation, reduced vertical separation minimum, RVSM, and optimized descent profiles, as well as other tailored arrivals. This is, if that's for me, tell them I'm busy. In terms of the flight concept, it's similar to what we heard in air. Actually, we're looking at doing gate-to-gate through all phases of flight, from takeoff on up through departure, cruise, final approach, and landing. And again, some of those operational procedures and parameters that we're looking to take advantage of are the no delays to the runway and to the gate, the unimpeded climb out on departure. Again, I mentioned before the user preferred routes for the oceanic phases of flight, the dynamic airborne reroute, the RVSM, cruise climb, bearing, optimal speed, and tailored arrivals on approach. So I mentioned we have five Aspire partners, and concurrent with that, we've had five trials, flight trials, and this sort of is just a listing of those particular trials and the city pairs that they engage. So we started back in September of 08, and the latest trial was in February of 10 with Singapore Airlines. So again, we're looking to expand this, and you're going to hear in a moment from my colleague from New Zealand, who's going to talk a little bit about that Aspire one, that Air New Zealand flight. So in summary, again, the Aspire program is looking to reduce fuel as well as emissions. And in terms of savings for the five total flights that we've done to date, we've got a fuel savings of about 32,000 kilograms of fuel, and similarly about 102,000 kilograms of CO2. And you see the individual breakouts on the CO2 in this actual pie chart here. So that really concludes this part of my presentation anyway. If you'd like to get additional information on Aspire, it can be found at that website that you see on the screen. And also, I don't have it in the chart here, but if you're looking to get additional information on the United States Next Gen project, you can find that at www.faa.gov/nextgen. So I thank you for your time and your attention.